From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Over a week ago, immigrant communities in 10 major metro areas nationwide, including South Florida, spent days in fear. This was after the Trump administration announced a plan to hold mass roundups of undocumented immigrants. Those raids never materialized. For many undocumented families, the prospect of being deported to their country of origin is one of their worst nightmares. But a recent study by nonpartisan news outlet The Marshall Project shows that more immigrants are giving up legal fights and the threat of arrest and detention and leaving the United States voluntarily. We're talking with Patricia Hernandez, an immigration attorney based in Kendall. It's called voluntary departure. Please describe that for us.
Voluntary departure is a process where the individual decides to return to their home country. It could be a formal process where if they're already in removal proceedings, they can ask the judge to allow them some time to gather their belongings and return to their home country voluntarily.
After you apply for voluntary departure, what are a few reasons it would not be granted?
One of the reasons is, let's say the person has committed a crime, which under immigration laws consider an aggravated felon. Under that process, they don't qualify for voluntary departure.
So in other words, if you've committed a felony in the United States, you have to take your lumps here. You can apply for voluntary departure. It's probably not going to be granted.
Correct.
Now, the Marshall Project reported a surge in voluntary departure applications since Donald Trump was elected. Have you noticed the same in your practice?
I have noticed it specifically with regards to clients that I have that are detained. After they've been detained for a couple of months, they just decide that they're going to give up. They can't take it anymore. And they've, you know, I've had occasions where they've told me, let's just ask the judge for voluntary departure. I'll just go back home.
Generally, what do you tell your clients who come to you asking for help in arranging such a departure?
I generally tell them that's the last option. I'm not a big advocate of it myself because there are very harsh consequences to voluntary departure. For example, if somebody enters the United States to seek asylum, they're accruing what under immigration law is called unlawful presence. So even though, let's say they go in front of the judge, they ask for voluntary departure, and the judge grants them that. When they go back to their home country, they'll still, if they wanted to immigrate lawfully in the future, let's say a family member can petition for them or something, they would have been considered to have accrued unlawful presence in the United States. So even though they left without an order of deportation, they'll still have to ask for permission to re-enter the United States.
Does voluntary departure back to one's home country increase the chances that they'll be able to enter legally one day?
It's definitely better than a removal order from the United States, but you would have to comply with the terms of the voluntary departure order and ask for permission to be readmitted to the United States in a lawful manner in the future.
Patricia, many U.S. citizens say they have nothing against people who want to come here from other countries. They often say they just want them to come through the quote-unquote proper channels. Do you think most Americans who were born here have a real sense of how long it takes to go through those channels?
No, I don't believe they do. I don't believe they understand that the process could take 10, 15 years for certain types of applications. For me and my practice, voluntary departure is never the first form of relief. I always tell my clients, if they have a way to fight here in the U.S., to fight as much as they can before they even consider that as an option.
We've been speaking with Patricia Hernandez, an immigration attorney based in Kendall. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.